You're with Chris and Suzanne Stars Tuesday evening on Mix 93.8 FM. It's the Success Show.
Indeed it is. And most interesting show we have tonight. And it's going to go around circumstances. And isn't that invariably at the forefront of mind at the beginning of every year? What are my circumstances? As you look around you, you may think your circumstances are less than perfect. Some people may actually think that their circumstances are really dire. And tonight we're going to dig into circumstances in a fascinating way to help you understand more about what your circumstances are telling you and how, as Napoleon said, to move beyond circumstances and actually create the ones you want.
And we thought we'd line up, especially in line with that, a talk from Alex Mandozian, continuing with productivity secrets and talking about daily tasks. Have you lined yourself up correctly for your 2015? Are you already overwhelmed with your workload, with the things that you have to get done every day? So have a listen to Alex Mandozian.
How do you boost your productivity with completing your daily tasks? Now, if you're an entrepreneur, small business owner, or independent professional, your daily tasks are the what's of what you do. The what's always trump the why and the how. I read that once in a Marcus Buckingham book, and I'll never forget it. And what you do either is efficient or inefficient, is either effective or ineffective, and your task will suck out more time out of your day until your day runs away from you, or you can make it so that you're productive and you get more done faster, better, and easier. So I have three tips for you, and the first tip is the 50-minute power hour. 50 minutes, and it's called a power hour. Now, why is it called a power hour when it's 50 minutes? Well, I believe, just as in weightlifting, every segment of intense activity requires recovery. So what I do is I work for 50 minutes, and then I take a 10-minute break. And during that 10-minute break, it really is a break. I give my mind a rest. I give my body a rest. Or sometimes I do exercise. Sometimes I walk my dog. Other times I go down to the kitchen, because I work out of my home, and I'll grab a glass of water or a snack. So 50 minutes of intense activity, it's almost like a game. You're just completing tasks and crossing out the to-dos that you have. And then 10 minutes of recovery, and then you can come back for another one, or you go into meetings and on with your day. It's assembly line theory. It's the old assembly line concept. And when you do this, you have very intense and focused task consumption, and it will make you very productive. Now, the second question is, and it is tip number two, is how do you know when the 50 minutes is up? Well, use a countdown timer. When you use a countdown timer, you set it to 50 minutes like I do, and when the timer goes off, stop. The key is to stop with discipline once the timer goes off, and then take your 10-minute break and come back. And the reason I like a countdown timer, not a count-up timer, or not just looking at the clock, is because it puts mental, emotional, physical, even spiritual pressure on me to get the job done. It's kind of like a race, and it gets me very, very productive. Tip number three is eliminate disruptions. Eliminate those passive disruptions such as email, your phone ringing, people coming through the door, wherever it is that you work, either at home or in the office, even a fax machine. I turn my phone ringer off. I never know when someone's going to call, and just hearing the phone is a disruption. With email, I turn off my email program. I don't even look at it. Outlook is completely turned off, so I don't even see it. I'm not tempted. And I have a door in my office, and I work out of my home. It's a converted bedroom, and it says, on air now. And my family, my friends, they know when that sign is on the door, they don't come in. So avoid disruptions by making it clear to everyone else and to yourself that you no longer will accept any disruptions during that 50-minute power hour. Utilize that, and you'll get more done faster, better, and easier. Albert Einstein once said, there are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle, and the other is as though everything is a miracle. I believe when you make a correction, that is a miracle. So if you start handling your tasks the way I've provided these tips, you will get more done faster, better, and easier. I hope our paths cross again soon.
Mix 93.8 FM.
Embrace the music.
You opened up your door. I couldn't believe my luck. You and your new blue dress taking away my breath. The cradle is soft and warm. I couldn't do me no harm. You're showing me how to give into temptation, knowing full well the earth will rebel. Into temptation, muddled of nervous words. Never amount to betrayal. Sentences on my own. The price is to watch it fail. As I turn to go, you looked at me for half a second with an open invitation for me to go into temptation, knowing too well the earth will rebel. Into temptation, safe in the wide open arms of hell.
With Into Temptation, and before that we had the Daily Tasks with Alex Mandozian. And just think about the temptations we have every day that just get in the way of our being able to get our priority lists done, not somebody else's. Now, Alex Mandozian is considered the king of online marketing, the king of Google Hangouts, and the king of monetizing Hangouts. And we're going to be talking more about that in the coming weeks. And if you'd like some more information, you can go and have a look on chrisandsuzannestyles.co.za alexmandosian, and that's MANDOSSIAN.
Well, what I really did enjoy was the emphasis that he placed on the what and not just the how and the why, and productive actions versus non-productive actions. And goodness me, isn't there great focus around non-productive actions and replacing them with productive actions in Thinking into Results, a program which we're trained to teach. And that's exactly it, because action is the bridge between your inner and your outer world, and your inner world is your thoughts, your emotions, etc., etc. And then the actions is what bridges that, and that's why it is so important to know that you are busy with very, very productive actions. Now, as customary at the beginning of every show, and it really is early into tonight's show, we read some cards from Harv Eker's Secrets of a Millionaire Mind, cards which remind us around critically important things that create success, critically important things that rich and successful do as habits in order to be rich and successful.
Well, tonight I've actually learned, I've picked up, become a great learner. And if I think of the work that I'm doing at the moment, very apt, because it's so important to become a great learner. You are always learning. And on the back it says, rich people constantly learn and grow. Poor people think that they know everything already. Every master was once a disaster, and you can learn to be great at anything.
Splendid card, and especially given tonight, because tonight's show really is crammed with fantastic learning information, and we're going to be really digging into that shortly around circumstances. Now, the card that I pulled is Choose Your Thoughts Wisely, and goodness me, how relevant for tonight. It says, you can choose to think in ways that will support you in your happiness and success, instead of ways that don't. And I think the most powerful word there is choose. You can choose to think in ways that support you in your happiness and success, instead of ways that don't. And isn't it amazing how when you encounter happy and successful people, the more you actually get to chat to them, the more that you realize that every day and every minute of every day, they are practicing making choices which will enable success and happiness. And when you meet really miserable people, invariably they are actually choosing and therefore being the architects of their misery. Now, how interesting that that leads into circumstances.
It does. And tonight we're going to be going in depth into how you are thinking and where you are now. If you'd like to send us an SMS, you can SMS us on 41348. SMSs are charged at R1.50. Or you can send us a tweet on @mix938FM. Now, we're going to be doing a lot of teaching tonight from an old and great book, that being As a Man Thinketh, by James Allen. And you can download the book free on the front page of our website. So go to chrisandsuzannestyles.co.za. And if you've got the time right now, you can follow Chris as he reads certain excerpts from it, and we teach tonight's lesson. Because what is your cost of inaction? Your COI.
I really do. I love that, because if you think about it, most businesses and most business-minded people are always talking about ROI, return on investment. And goodness me, if COI really throws an interesting curveball from the mound.
It certainly does, and it was just something that I've been learning over the past few weeks, when all the time you're asked, what is your investment going to give you as a return? And when you start looking at your cost of inaction, that is, where are you now? Where do you want to be? What is the cost if you go for it? And what is the cost if you don't? And the cost if you don't is the cost of inaction.
Gosh.
Of just staying where you are.
Well, I think if most people applied their minds to that, they'd realize that the cost of inaction is running at a very high number, shockingly so.
Because you can only go forward, even if you're making mistakes. So your cost of investment, not return of investment, but your cost of investment going forward means that you are at least having some momentum. But your cost of inaction is where the real price to pay is laid out for you.
Lovely. So let's dig into circumstances. circumstances and the effect of thought on circumstances. Now, as Suzanne mentioned, I have in my paws tonight James Allen's classic book, As a Man Thinketh, and you can download that for free off our website. It's a book in the public domain, and Suzanne has dickied it up so that it can be a really stunning download for you. Now, what he writes and how profound this is, he says, thought and character are one. And as character can only manifest and discover itself through environment and circumstance, the outer condition of a person's life will always be found to be harmonious related to his inner state. This does not mean that a man's circumstances at any given time are an indication of his entire character, but that those circumstances are so intimately connected with some vital thought element within himself that, for the time being, they are indispensable to his development. Now, what a magnificently written paragraph, and how interesting to actually think that your external circumstances, that which you are perceiving right now, whether they be fabulous, whether they be absolutely utterly dismal, whether they be shockingly hideous, are really nothing more than a printout of what has been going on inside of you, and that these are dispensable to your development. Now, I've heard so many people talking about circumstances. I've been to so many seminars where people are teaching about how to create success around and within and during unpleasant or difficult circumstances. But I just love the way he has framed this, that your circumstances at any given moment, especially if they are slightly adverse, are indispensable to your development, and therefore they're telling you absolutely precious messages.
Well, I just absolutely love that, because it is so true. Because how many times do we hear that the way you see or the way you feel on the outside is how the world sees you? Sorry, let me take that back. The way you feel on the inside is how the world is actually seeing you on the outside. It's the projection that you're giving to other people. And just think about that. What are your circumstances right now? What is your attitude around those circumstances? What are you thinking about that it is projecting to the outside world, your levels of dissatisfaction, your levels of unhappiness?
And also so important, because we live in a world where we are very much encouraged to be logical, rational, etc., etc. What are you feeling about your circumstances? Because goodness gracious me, that's where it's all happening. We are really emotional beings. And what are you feeling about your circumstances? Because if you're feeling upbeat, fabulous. If you're feeling really down, how do you actually begin to shift that? And I just love that, because many times in my life, I have faced very, very, very difficult circumstances. And had I actually known this, or had I had a wise coach or mentor or guide at that time in my life who had actually said to me, well, Chris, your circumstances are nothing more than a wonderful gift in order to be able to tell you that you need to develop, you need to grow. Goodness me, I think I would have handled things quite differently, as opposed to being so angry about where I was at that time.
Well, the great thing is when we talk about calmness of mind, which is James Allen's absolutely wonderful last chapter. But when you think about your state, you cannot control what happens to you, but you can absolutely control your reaction to those circumstances. And those are circumstances, whether they are physical circumstances, where they are emotional circumstances, you have the absolute power to control the outcome of that by controlling your own reaction in your mind.
Absolutely. And I also love Wayne Dyer and what Wayne Dyer says around this, because he says when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. And goodness me, isn't that so true of circumstances? Massively so. Now, to continue teaching around this very powerful chapter by James Allen on thought and circumstances, he goes on and he writes, man is buffeted by circumstances so long as he believes himself to be the creature of outside conditions. But when he realizes that he is a creative power and that he may command the hidden soil and seeds of his being out of which circumstances grow, then he becomes the rightful master of himself. Now, that is just so important and, again, so profound, because what he's actually saying is that when you actually begin to take control over your circumstances, you are not allowing your circumstances to control you. And at that moment, and remember, it all starts with a decision, because a decision is the most powerful thing that you can ever make. At that moment, you become the rightful master of yourself. Now, just stop and think at this point in time how many people you know who are always grumbling, complaining about their circumstances. And as you allow your mind to go to those people, are the circumstances controlling them, or are they controlling the circumstances? And actually you'll realize that it is the fact that circumstances are controlling them. So actually they're giving away their power all the time. Yet within them lies absolutely everything required in order to turn those circumstances around. And it begins in the mind. Poverty is fashioned in the mind. Wealth is fashioned in the mind. Success is fashioned in the mind. Failure is fashioned in the mind. It is all because of what you're thinking and how you're thinking them. Massively, massively important.
And when you think about that, where are you right now? It's the beginning of the year. We're still in January. And have you actually laid out any plans for where you want to be by the end of the year? And I don't mean just on the beach.
To pick up on thought and circumstances, the next very powerful lesson which James Allen so beautifully teaches us is that circumstances do not make a man, but reveal him to himself. I just think about that. Circumstances do not make a man, but reveal him to himself. Then we move on to the next piece where he says, and men do not attract that which they want, but that which they are. Now, maybe things are starting to suddenly become a bit clear to you, because how many times haven't you maybe been to one of these seminars, one of these personal development, personal growth, success seminars, where you're being taught possibly about the law of attraction, or maybe you've picked up the DVD, The Secret, and it's a question, oh, this is it, this is what I want, and bang, you just expect it to appear out of thin air, but it never happens. And you see, these laws, these universal laws that they teach about, are so much deeper and so much more profound than merely some parcel ordering mechanism whereby you put an order in for a Ferrari that basically never materializes. It doesn't just drop from space and land in front of you. And that is because you attract what you are. Now, on that note, pause and think about people you know who are angry, and ask yourself, what do they attract to them? Is it anger? Think about people that are happy. What do they attract to themselves? Is it happiness? Think about people that have actually taken the time to develop a true wealth consciousness. Why is it that these people miraculously attract wealth and success and opportunities to them, whereas other people don't? Other people who have a very, very profound poverty consciousness, they're always the ones that are scratching in the dirt like chickens and in a very frustrated state. And it is so important to actually understand this, because that's exactly it. It's, you don't attract to yourself what you want. You attract to yourself what you are. And at this moment, I want to respectfully yet very directly challenge you to go and do some very serious soul searching around who you are. Who am I? What am I? Because if you actually write down a couple of points, for example, if you say, I am anger, or I am hatred, or I am revengeful, well, maybe you just need to then pause for a moment and think why you might be attracting so much rubbish into your life all the time.
So, Sasha, I hear there are a couple of real specials on offer from Arnold Chat's cars.
You bet. Here's one. Listen to this. Buy a 2013 factory Fiat Punto Easy 1.4 with balance of warranty and maintenance plan, and pay only $1,999 per month. No deposit needed.
I knew it. Incredible Arnold Chat's cars value again.
I agree. $1,999 per month over 72 months with no hidden costs and no deposit. This offer from Arnold Chat's cars only. Call 011-252-2000 for more info. Terms and conditions apply.
Tony Blewett here with news of the next Flashback Friday, January the 30th, at Stones in the Pine Slope Centre in Four Ways. Doors open at 8 o'clock, over 30s, and of course great music to be expected from the 70s, 80s and some 90s. So join the Flashback team and myself, Tony Blewett, Stones, Pine Slope Centre, Four Ways, Flashback Friday, January the 30th. January the 30th.
Whatever you want, whatever you need, whatever you want, whatever you need at Ferreras. At Ferreras.
You'll find the widest selection of tiles, taps, fittings, and much more. Get affordable exclusivity with our unique range of products. Visit us on Facebook and at our North Riding showroom. Or call 011-699-3500 and we'll help you personalize your space.
At Ferreras.
Mixing with the legends.
Mix 93.8 FM.
Doing to me.
that's the King and Suspicious Minds. And what a beautiful song in relation to what we're talking to tonight on the Success Show on Mix 93.8 FM. I mean, think about it. How often have you felt that you are caught in a trap and that every time somebody offers you a solution, you are so stuck in the pain of what is happening that you become very suspicious of ever being able to find and accept that solution and get out and see things differently.
Well, very well said. And I guess the comeback is the trap of your mind.
Always.
Now, to carry on with this incredibly beautiful lesson taught to us by James Allen in his book As a Man Thinketh, in the chapter Thought and Circumstances, he continues to write, and I just love this piece. In fact, I get so excited when I read it, because the thing is, it's just hard hitting and it tells it exactly as it is. And he says, not what you wish or pray for do you get, but what you justly earn. Your wishes and prayers are only gratified and answered when they harmonize with your thoughts and actions. And that's exactly it. You've got a couple of space cadets that are walking out there because they've walked out of some personal development seminar thinking that they just, you know, bang, ask for something and it's just going to fall out of thin air. No, you will get what you have worked for. You will receive what is in harmony with your thoughts and your actions. Now, just think about that for a second. What are your thoughts? What are your dominant thoughts during the day and every day? Then ask yourself, what are my actions? What are my dominant actions during the day and day after day? And then maybe you might begin to understand why you have the circumstances around you that you do.
And while you have those current circumstances, it's time to start thinking about what circumstances that you want. Because focusing on what you don't want is just going to give you more of that too. So this is around tonight, realizing how powerful your mind is on both sides of the continuum. If it's all about what you don't want, that's what you're going to get. If it's all about what you do want and you do the work necessary, it all works hand in hand. There is no magical answer. There's no miraculous result that is instantaneous. If you want that miraculous result and you expect that miraculous result and then you take the necessary action steps towards it, that result will miraculously appear.
Absolutely. I love it. Beautifully said. And the thing is, if your circumstances right now, whether they be in your life, in your relationships, in your business, overall, whatever they might be, are less than satisfactory, in order to change them, you are going to have to do something. You're going to have to put in some effort. Now, that means there will be some pain. And some people ask me, when I want to change my circumstances because they are less than desirous, will there be pain? Of course there will be pain. The thing is, what they need to understand is, yes, there will be pain. However, pain is guaranteed. However, suffering is optional.
Well, that I really, really love today. And that's the thing, because it's about measuring your pain. You know, what is the pain that you're prepared to experience in order to change? And I heard a lovely definition of that today. You know, you've got this slow pain that is suffering, which is sort of cutting yourself with a blunt knife. Whereas if you actually had a sharp cut, you could immediately start to heal. And that's what you think about. Pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. That's up to you. If you're going to suffer, it's by choice, not by design.
Exactly. And if what we're teaching tonight is really ringing true with you and you are suddenly having a couple of very profound and really big aha moments, even if they're quite shocking aha moments, just remember that one of the fastest ways in order to move yourself from where you don't want to be to where you do want to be is to begin to look for the good in the circumstances you find yourself in right now. Because as we taught at the very, very opening of tonight's show, your circumstances are there for your development. Now, during my life, I have found myself at times in absolutely less than desirable circumstances. And I didn't know better. Over the years and doing all the learning and all the training, etc., etc., I now do know better, but I didn't at the time. And the circumstances fueled within me anger, resentment, bitterness, envy, those type of emotions. And guess what? I stayed trapped in those circumstances for a very, very, very long time. They persisted. And I actually think and believe that the reason they persisted is because I wasn't learning the lesson. Now, when you look at your circumstances, when you change the way you look at your circumstances and you actually begin to look for the good in them, what are they teaching me? What is it that I need to become aware of? What is it that I need to learn? How is all of this making me a better human being? Now you're actually starting to really turn negative circumstances into a positive, and it's simply because you're shifting the way you're looking at them. And another way to really begin to turn adverse circumstances into positives, and also to begin to really turn your life around if you're in a bad space, is actually to stop judging. To stop judging other people. Now, that is probably one of the toughest things to do, because when you actually become aware and you start to listen to what is coming out of most people's mouths, you actually realize how much of the day people spend moaning and grumbling and grouching about each other, saying unpleasant things. Now, if that is what is dominating your thoughts and that is what is dominating your actions, which it is because that's what's coming out of your mouth, then just begin to think about what you're attracting back to yourself. Because the thing is, whatever it is that you send out there comes back in a feedback loop. And this piece by James Allen, this paragraph that he's written now, for me is one of the most powerful lessons ever. In fact, it's a huge mind pivot around judging people and being massively judgmental of others, and I'd like to share it with you. He writes that circumstances, however, are so complicated and thought is so deeply rooted and the conditions of happiness vary so vastly with individuals that a man's entire soul condition, although it may be known to himself, cannot be judged by another from the external aspects of his life alone. A man may be honest in certain directions, yet suffer privations. A man may be dishonest in certain directions, yet acquire wealth. But the conclusion usually formed that the one man fails because of his particular dishonesty, and that the other prospers because of his particular dishonesty, is the result of a superficial judgment which assumes that the dishonest man is almost totally corrupt and the honest man is almost entirely virtuous.
It's quite an incredible thought there, because once again it just highlights what we've discussed in the past, is that there's always a price to pay.
And also what he's doing is he's bringing to the fore the fact that we have flaws. Just as you meet someone who is an absolutely spectacular person in one way, they might have some hideous attributes in another way. And one of the most powerful things that comes out of that is to just begin to see people for who they are, to just really try to love them unconditionally and to not place people on pedestals. And I think that's really huge. Because when you place people on pedestals or a person on a pedestal, you're only focusing on the good of that person, which means you're totally out of balance. And if you think about it, we've had Dr. John DeMartini sitting right here in studio with us saying that everything has to be balanced. Just as there's good, so there is bad. So if you're only focusing on the good of any individual, guess what? There is bad, and you will eventually see them, and then you'll become disillusioned with the individual as opposed to upfront seeing them for who they are.
And absolutely. And when you think about that, so many times people have said to us, when we're doing talks or seminars, and they ask around, why is it that bad people also get what they want and perhaps not what they deserve? And it goes back to the don't judge. We're not here to judge And I heard a lovely thing today. It was don't complain, criticize, or condemn, the three C's. And think about that. When somebody gets that which it is that they desire, the universe, whether you are spiritual, whether you are religious, whether you want to call it God, whether you want to call it Allah, the universe is going to pay you back for everything you have done, good or bad, right or wrong. The wheel turns. Everybody's heard it said. It's karma.
Absolutely.
That's the way it goes. So it's don't even judge them for getting what they're focusing on. Understand that they have worked out how to attract, how to do the work, how to set the goals and get what they want. It is the same for everyone, whether you're doing it for good reasons or bad reasons, selfish or completely philanthropic reasons.
Well, the other thing is, think how often you might have heard people talking about someone and saying, well, he or she, very, very rich, very wealthy, but not a nice person. The thing is, they're focusing on the fact that they're not a nice person. It actually would be rather good to focus on the fact that that person is rich, wealthy, and successful because they have developed rich, wealthy, and successful ways of thinking and of doing, and therefore they are enjoying the fruits of those thoughts and those actions. Now the thing is, whatever they do and however they do it, that's their business. They will, whatever you do, you're going to have to pay somewhere along the line. But it is hugely important to stop judging people. And James Allen continues to write about this, and he says, in the light of a deeper knowledge and wider experience, such judgment is found to be erroneous. The dishonest man may have some admirable virtues which the other does not possess, and the honest man obnoxious vices which are absent in the other. The honest man reaps the good results of his honest thoughts and acts. He also brings upon himself the sufferings which his vices produce. The dishonest man likewise garners his own suffering and happiness. And you suddenly realize that, goodness me, if there's nothing else that you take out of tonight's radio show, and it is jam-packed with fabulous stuff as to how to change your circumstances and switch yourself from frustration into elation, if nothing else, just stop judging others.
Well, that's an incredible thought, and I'd like us to do the last section of the show around the very last chapter of As a Man Thinketh. And it's an exercise that you can do yourself at home from this chapter. And it is, if you want to learn how to control your mind, if you want to learn how to have that calmness, if you want to learn how to actually be in charge of your circumstances and start to make your circumstances work for you, in the download, take the last chapter and as an exercise, write it out every night before you go to bed. Now, that's going to sound pretty hectic, but it's not a very long chapter. And I'm going to read a section of the chapter, or a few sections of the chapter. It says, calmness of mind is one of the beautiful jewels of wisdom. It is the result of long and patient effort in self-control. Its presence is an indication of ripened experience and of a more than ordinary knowledge of the laws and operations of thought. Now think about that, the laws and operations of thought. Think about what you, where you find your mind wandering to in the day when you're supposed to be being focused on what it is that you're doing. And then when you do that, you've got to work out how you can get control of your mind. Take a few moments, think about that now. How are you controlling where you are and what you're doing every day?
Russell Peters, Almost Famous World Tour. Russell Peters is heading back to South Africa.
Take it and go. Take it and go.
Russell Peters, Almost Famous World Tour.
It's for your own protection.
Get ready for hilarious new material, crowd work, and unexpected randomness.
We held pinkies!
Russell Peters, live.
Get your tickets now at CompuTicket. Johannesburg, 5 and 6 February at Carnival City. Brought to you by Mnet and Real.
Leisure Marine, Midrand's only boating outlet. Whether you're a seasoned boating person or just thinking about the fun you and your family could have on a boat, Leisure Marine has it all. Importers of top American brands and agents for South Africa's best boats. New or used, their friendly salespeople will give you all the help and advice you need to enjoy an action-packed summer on the water. Leisure Marine, for all your boating requirements. Find them at 181 Lever Road or call Johannesburg 011 318 8252 or visit their website leisuremarine.za.com.
Your child deserves the best, and what better than a head start based on quality education? Summerhill International College in Midrand services students from grade 8 to 12, offers a dual option for 2014. Either the IEB syllabus, which is identical to the South African syllabus, or the globally recognized Cambridge International syllabus. So your child has a choice of the system best suited to them. Classes are small with an average of 20 in a class. We offer individual tuition where needed. Exciting sport and extramural activities also available. This is holistic education at its best. Limited places are available. For more info, visit www.summerhill-school.co.za.
The home of hits.
Mix 93.8 FM.
With Viva La Vida and Coldplay, and a big favorite of ours. And you'll understand that there's always a big play on the song lyrics for me whenever we're doing our shows. And I just think about that. How are you going to rule your world going forward? How are you going to be the one that gets your mindset completely in sync with what it is that you want to do? And part of that is having a calm mind. And bearing in mind that this was written in the early 90s, I think late 1800s, early 1900s, it's all about a man. So please, all you ladies out there, it's for both of you. A man becomes calm in the measure that he understands himself as a thought-evolved being. For such knowledge necessitates the understanding of others as the result of thought. Now think about that as you understand others. You've really got to take that into consideration when you're calming yourself, because if you're not taking that part of what is happening in your day-to-day life, you can't react properly, because if you're always wondering why they're doing it to you instead of why they're doing it, think about that for a moment.
And also seek to understand first. Listen to understand, not to respond.
Well, I love it because it says here, the strong, calm mind is always loved and revered. He is like a shade-giving tree in a thirsty land or a sheltering rock in a storm. Who does not love a tranquil heart, a sweet-tempered, balanced life? It does not matter whether it rains or shines or what changes come to those possessing these blessings, for they are always sweet, serene, and calm. Think about even tempered people that you know, where it doesn't matter what happens to them, it's almost impossible to fluster them. Look how that they can actually take what is going on around them in their surroundings and still perform at their best.
And isn't it equally astonishing to see how even tempered people are the ones who prosper? They are the ones who move into senior leadership positions. Because the thing is, if you take top leadership positions in organizations, you cannot have volatile people in those positions. You have to have people who are of a calm and serene disposition. It's just it's just how it is.
And this is how many people we know who sour their lives, who ruin all that is sweet and beautiful by explosive tempers, and who destroy their poise of character and make bad blood. Who's that person in your life? Who's that energy thief right now who is not in a position to control their mind, their temperament? And if it's somebody close to you, somebody that you love, somebody that you think of with warmth and regard, give them this exercise too. Because life becomes so busy with the busyness of life that you never get to the calmness of living.
Indeed. And goodness me, doesn't all of this just kind of bring into frame the golden rule, which is written by Dr. Joseph Murphy in his book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. And it just actually sprung to the forefront of my thoughts as you read that. And I think it's a very powerful way to begin to close tonight's show, because what he actually says is, he says, think about others in a way that you would have them think about you. Speak about others in a way that you would have them speak about you. Feel about or feel towards others in a way that you would have them feel towards you, and act towards others as you would have them act towards you. Now, if you just take those four ways of living and question yourself around how you stack up against them, maybe that will give you some very serious food for thought. And you might suddenly find that the majority of your day is not spent thinking about others in the way you would have them think about you. You don't speak about others in the way that you would have them speak about you. You don't feel towards others in a way that you would want them to feel towards you, and you don't act in a kind way to others. And suddenly you might begin to realize why you have the circumstances that you have around you. And at that moment, you may be having possibly the biggest aha ever around circumstances, with suddenly the realization being that you, yes, you are the architect of the unwanted and undesired circumstances in your life, business, or wherever they might be present.
And if you think about how we are accosted on a daily basis with everything that is going on in the world from the media perspective, that is just distressing and violent and suffering and illness. And this is why you hear so many of the great leaders, the Bob Proctors, who will tell you that they actually don't read the newspapers. They don't get involved. They don't want to know, because it doesn't make it possible for them to be able to deal with what is going on and keep themselves calm. And just finishing out the chapter, it says, yes, humanity surges with uncontrolled passion, is tumultuous with ungoverned grief, is blown about by anxiety and doubt. Only the wise man, only he whose thoughts are controlled and purified, make the winds and storms of the soul obey him. I mean, think about what's going on every day and what we hear about in the media. So only the wise man whose thoughts are controlled and purified makes the winds and storms of the soul obey him. And I've always loved this, because it's so essential to being able to conduct yourself. And what a word, conduct yourself, in a calm way, being in absolute control of what is happening around you. Not what is happening to you, what is happening around you, so that you're the one that's in charge, and you're in an absolutely amazing space to be able to be in charge of your life. And you can only do it with a calmness of mind. Now, you can download As a Man Thinketh 3 from our website. It's a public domain book. Our website, chrisandsuzannestyles.co.za. The book downloads are on the front page, so please do that. You can catch the shows on our podcast on thesuccessshow.podbean.com. You've been listening to Chris and Suzanne Styles on Mix FM 93.8, and next we have the Lions.